poem capturing movement in its beauty. It's called Fluent. I would love to live like a river flows, carried by the surprise of its own unfolding. I would love to live like a river flows, carried by the surprise of its own unfolding. And now, one aspect of stillness. It's called Lost by David Wagner. Stand still. The trees ahead and the bushes beside you are not lost. Wherever you are is called here, and you must treat it as a powerful stranger, must ask permission to know it and be known. The forest breathes. Listen, it answers. I have made this place around you. If you leave it, you may come back again, saying, here. No two trees are the same to raven. No two branches are the same to wren. If what a tree or a bush does is lost on you, you are surely lost. Stand still. The forest knows where you are. You must let it find you. The great advantage of here and now, in motion and in stillness. Returning another form of arriving, and in the return, of course, it's new and different. So, in the return is arriving at this new place here and now. Something's different about your body. There's all these things in the mind that are different. We stand still in the forest, the thicket of our mind, and let the moment inform us. Just as in the poem. Where am I? Here. Am I present? Now. Be present now. Mindfulness front and center. Opening to the subtleties of the experience of movement and stillness. The aspiration to understand these always experience is at a new level. A level that has more space for our emotions, our mental activity, our aspirations to arise amidst the ever-changing moment of the river's flow. So we know what we're about. And through intention, we know how to meet each moment. We intend. We have this, we're grounded. We're resting back in to this intention of living in a particularly mindful way based on values. Your values for you. Her values for her. His values for him. Sharing values, but not imposing. Grounded in larger purpose. We turn to the body. We open first to the experience of receiving the body rather than jumping to doing something about it. So first we stand still, like in the poem, and allow the knowing to come to us. What is the felt sense of the body just now? In whatever way it's presenting itself. And now, having oriented, we deliberately move attention to the earth element in the body being known. We direct attention, vataka. We sustain attention, vichara. Earth element. Noticing the qualities of the earth element, having made the contact. That it has stillness as a primary characteristic. That the earth element itself also tends to have a kind of silence. The stillness and the silence arise from lack of movement. So you can notice the lack of movement. For me, when I do that, what I notice is the lack of thought. There's so much less thought from this direct experience of the stillness. The mind doesn't move to thought so readily. Sure, if we're upset enough, yes, or wanting something enough. But in the great middle range in there, no, not so much. And that range of stillness and no thought, or little thought if you prefer, will expand and expand and expand. Earth element, earth element. Still. Relatively. There's a consciousness that resides here within this physical body that can be detected by stillness and movement. That's what we mean by a physical experience, a physical knowing. These organs of perception that knows the physical body as a felt sense. This is part of the teachings of the nine bodies, the nine aspects of consciousness. Not our subject this weekend, but to know that this has been mapped out. Notice the receptivity, whatever it is or not, in relation to the earth element. Are you more receptive to the moment, less pulled away from the moment, more accepting, more free to let the moment be itself when you're standing still in the forest? Turning, turning, we direct attention to the wind element, using the stillness of the earth element to see in contrast the movement of the wind element. Feeling the wind element moving in through breath, out through breath. Notice if you're in a receptive mode to just let the breath be without interfering. Look carefully, and you may notice that attention being stabilized on the breath, this vichara, this sustaining of attention, creates a steady container for all the different experiences of breath. What is the container? this capacity of attention being directed and sustained. Notice the consistency or lack of consistency in being able to keep the attention on the breath. If there is consistency, realize it's attention that's being consistent. The eye of knowing is staying steady on the breath. You can then investigate it or not investigate it, but it is staying steady. Sometimes we just receive, other times we investigate. Thank you. Just as in walking, I ask you to pause, to just stop in the middle of wherever you are at some point in the middle and just cease walking, cease movement. And I ask you to repeat that so that you would have the felt sense of letting go of movement and its momentum, of any attachment to movement. We could see that we had a degree of choice around movement in the body. Now, in that same way, I ask you, invite you to stop any mental movement, any thinking, for just 3 seconds to start with. Starting now. Letting that go. We'll do it again together. And then I ask you to consider doing it a few times on your own, where you just deliberately don't let the brain do anything. You do not have to hold your breath to do this. You just stop. You just release it. It's much more like walking than being, and then stopping rather than being willful so much. You can do it through being extremely willful and girding down and all, but you can also just stop. So once again, just stop mental activity. There'll be background stuff, but there's no foreground. You're not letting anything lead. You're just having the experience that shows up. But there's a firmness to this. And release. One last time, just stop. Don't ever have to stay that long. But these little choices, these little resolutions build our capacity. They also help us know movement by feeling its absence of internal movement in the mind. we sometimes have little outbreaks or episodes of a lot of mental activity where the mind jumps around a lot. Hold that in this larger context of stillness and movement. these last few minutes reside in choiceless awareness or open awareness, where if your mind is pulled by an object, bring your full attention to that, but then just let it keep going as the mind's pulled to another object and then another object. Noticing each time the form of the movement and its origins interest, resulting in something, namely your movement away from your chosen object. And notice how the stillness can always accompany that. In fact, they're entwined, they're not really separable. Again, as a felt sense, we're not trying to gain immediate wisdom here. We're trying to gain an opening into a whole range of experience we may not have noticed. So just a few minutes.